Greetings. This is James Gillen on the BBS Network with As You Wish Talk Radio. And we've got a lot of interesting things to cover tonight. And I wanted to do call-ins tonight because it's something we haven't done for a while. And people keep asking me, you know, when are you going to do call-ins again? So we will do call-ins, but you all have to do your part and call in. So, again, this is your show. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. So if you have something you want to ask or something you want to share, be sure and call in. A few announcements we have. We've got Wednesday, September 14th. Ashley continues her teleconference healing series at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And check the website for details. The next weekend, September 15th through the 18th, we have a special Skywatch weekend with a presentation by Dr. Dream and Sound and Frequency and a powerful Galactivation sound journey with 33 Tibetan bowls on Saturday night. So come join us for the sound journey or for the entire weekend. September 29th to October 2nd, we've got Laura Eisenhower presents her Be the Shift mini conference. And there's several other speakers that she's invited to come and appear with her. So they're all going to be sharing their insights into ascension and contact. And you know, for more information, again, you can check out the website. It's www.privateinvitationeseti.com. And if you that's the site you want to go to if you want to register for any of the upcoming events or find out more information. And for a sneak preview, I'll be back in Detroit November 4th through the 6th for the Awakening Power Expo, and that should be interesting. A lot of new information on that. And we're going to talk about planetary liberation, you know, and what's really going down here. So we're going to cover everything from what's happening with the monetary system to the higher dimensions and, you know, all the way through the spectrum on what's coming down, which is something I really wanted to talk about during this show, you know, to get some insights and see what you people think are going down. There's a lot of things in the news. I covered this earlier, and I still can't get over it, like, you know, Hillary spitting out these big green balls during a speech. You know, it's... you know, I just see this stuff, and, you know, she has to be held up all the time. She has extreme vertigo. The doctors, they've been watching her speech and everything, says she has Parkinson's and a few other problems, and she keeps having these meltdowns. And, you know, the bobblehead videos, all that stuff out there you see, you know, this isn't CI, you know, it's not computer or CGI, it's not computer generated. You know, these are real events going on. You know, and these bobblehead things, looks like she's having a seizure. And, you know, she's desperate, you know, to start a war with Russia and China. And, you know, this is spooky, folks, because, you know, I would love to see a woman president, you know, and but do we really want this woman in the White House? You know, I want to go political, but I'm just saying, you know, she needs to put the country first and her ambition second. And that's the problem is that her incessant desire to be the first woman president has superseded common sense, and she's just not physically capable of holding that office. So, you know, if you want a woman for president, check out, you know, Jill Stern, you know, with the Green Party or somebody like that. I mean, she's got her head together, and she knows what's going down, and she has some really good, you know, insights and a great debater, and hopefully she'll get to talk and get to debate some of the other presidents. You know, I really, really would like to see that, because, you know, we really need to start going in that direction. She's more frequency specific to where the earth is evolving to. So there's a lot of other wonderful women out there. I always say I'm voting for a council of grandmothers and to run the planet. And I think that would be awesome, and get somebody from every culture and sit down across the table and then start making decisions. You know, I think it would be great just to get a panel together of these grandmothers and have meetings every so often with recommendations, and go really public with this stuff and say, no, this is not the way we're going to do it. This is the way it needs to get done. And just have a mass campaign to get this information out and just start creating our own system. You know, the other system's not fixable. Just, you know, create a new system. But I think that'd be a great idea. A lot of stuff in the news. We've getting some other stuff. It's been out for a while. Underground oceans under the mantle. You know, guess what, folks? It's called the inner earth. They have oceans on the inner earth. Guess what? They have ships in the inner earth. They have planes. They have all those things that went into the interior when the door opened, and over at the Bermuda Triangle. So when they opened the great door there, there's a G-force that opens up, and ships come into it, planes get caught up in it, and they're all safely tucked away on a beach on the inner Earth, which is exactly what the underground oceans under the mantle are all about. So the gravity would be pushing towards the mass on the inner Earth, just like the gravity, you know, pulls us, keeps us here on the surface. It's the same thing, but on the inner Earth, they'd just be doing it backwards. So anyway, a lot of stuff is happening. The UFOs at the ranch lately have been phenomenal. We've had massive power-ups coming in. The mountain is just lit up almost, seems almost every night there's activity going on up there. And we're having a debate about the lights on the mountain. And, you know, it's 13 miles away, and we're seeing these massive lights on the mountain that are just extreme. I mean, they've got to be 200-foot wide lights or more, and extremely bright. And the candle power to do that 13 miles away is off the scale. I mean, people are going to those are hikers, and people are saying there's roads up there. There's no roads up there. It's a wilderness area. You can't have any vehicles up there whatsoever. So that's out. And you can never drive a vehicle. If you take a telescope and look up there at the terrain that these things are covering, it's massive boulders like lava fields and glaciers and things like that. And these things are traveling all over these glaciers. So, you know, people say, oh, those are snowmobiles. Well, A, it's wilderness there. You can't have a snowmobile up there. B, you can't get a snowmobile up there because there's no snow and there's no roads to get up to the snow. I mean, they'd have to drive snowmobiles over these massive lava fields to get up to where people are saying these are snowmobiles. And as far as campers and headlights, you know, on campers, that's just beyond ridiculous. You couldn't even see, it's 13 miles away, you couldn't see it. So the stuff that's going on there is just phenomenal. It's all over the mountain, and multiple lights moving around, moving over these lava fields and things like that. You just, you know, you got to have some kind of an anti-gravity or hovercraft to do that. Nothing else would work. And so unless there's a little facility up there renting out hovercrafts, I would have to say the obvious that it's probably something from the inner Earth coming out or something off-world, because it's not helicopters either, because they're very loud. You know, you'd hear the helicopters, you know, and you'd see they're very clear. They'd have running lights and things like that on them. But this is a common event here. It happens all the time. And, you know, that's one of the things that really, you know, puts eSETI out front, is that this isn't something that happened in the past, although there is a long history of UFO activity going back to Kenneth Arnold, I believe in 47, when he saw the ships land on the western slopes of Mount Adams. But, you know, Native American lore goes back even further. And, you know, there's just a long, long history. David Akers, Greg Long have written books about it, examining the Earthlight theories. There's so many accounts. Even Dr. J. Allen Hynek did studies up here, and they wrote reports about these lights that were discontinuous, blinking on and off, moving all over the place, and they seemed to be intelligent, and they were always messing with them. As soon as they got all their equipment up there to document it, they just disappeared, you know. So, and they'd reappear, and as soon as they get their equipment out, they'd disappear again. So they seemed to be intelligent, but that was happening on a regular basis. There's some breaking news about the military pressing charges against the Bush-Clinton, you know, dynasty. Emphasis on nasty. It's a dynasty event, but you know, it's pretty bad. You know, I mean, they're definitely war criminals, and they've been other world courts have already pressed, you know, charges against them and everything else. And now it seems like it's finally coming home. You know, it's coming home to roost. You know, so the karma's finally coming home, and I'm glad the military is stepping up to the plate. We need to do something about, there's some other things going on. There's these NASA papers, and the people need to look up, you know, write in NASA papers and genocide and just see what comes up, because there's a massive genocidal program in NASA that's being carried out, and has to do with the chemtrails and all the aspartame and all the other stuff and the food additives and the fluoride in the water, it's just unbelievable. And they're talking about extreme nanotechnology, smart dust, and how they want to have full dominance and, you know, the population way down to like 200 million, I think it is what their goal you know, which is, I don't know what we're going to do with the other 7 billion people or plus on the planet, but I guess they have a plan for that. And, you know, it's just unbelievable what these guys have thought up and what they're planning to do. And so, you know, it's gone beyond never straight answers, what we call NASA, to Genocide Inc., you know. So we need to really take a look at that. And I hope the generals who are straightening things out go knock on their doors and say, look, you guys, there's a little word called treason. And, you know, when you take up arms and attack the American people with all your little programs, that's going to have a consequence, you know, so they need to deal with that. But they are stepping up. I know a lot of the generals are stepping forward, and they're making sure a lot of these other events happen, you know, with the monetary system, that we do get a fair and just monetary system, and they get the reevaluation going, and everybody has different names for it. You know, they have the global, GC, I can't remember what it is, but they have, you know, the redemption funds, the reevaluation funds, and they have all this stuff, and they've got people waiting to cash in their dinars and their Zims and, you know, and all their other stuff. And, you know, this finally starting to come together, it looks like, you know, so hopefully that'll be finished. But a lot of it depends on some other things that are happening. And if people knew the real story, the big story, they'd blow their minds. But this is a multidimensional event that's unfolding here. And it's not just, you know, the white hats against the dark hats and the red dragon and the white dragon and the gold dragon. It goes far beyond that. So there is an interdimensional war going on. There's a massive cleanup going on. And you're not even going to know who's involved in it. You're not going to hear their names. You're going to hear... You know, you see the other people out front, you know, trying to be the first ones to spill the information out, which they keep getting it wrong all the time. But you're not going to really hear from the real key players that are involved in this. And a lot of it's because I'm not going to say nothing about it, you know. So the ones that are talking about it are the ones that really probably don't really know what's going on the highest levels. They do know on some levels some things that are happening. And a lot of it's been wishful thinking for quite some time. And I mean, it's a good idea, wishful thinking, but things just take longer. They take longer than people think. You know, I've been hearing the Nassar programs and since the 70s, you know, your package is in the mail and things like that. And then I used to always say, you have no idea what you're up against. You know, the Dark Hearts, the Cabal, and all those guys, they're just not going to lay down and say, oh, yeah, we're going to give you the planet back, you know. No problem. We're going to take this $quadrillion we've stolen from you and just distribute it among the people, and everybody's going to be equal. You know, it's I hate to say it, but it's just, you know, on a Pollyanna planet that may work. But unfortunately, we have some severe roadblocks that are being removed as we speak to shifting this around. But I'm really looking for a time when there isn't any need for money. And most advanced civilizations don't have money. They don't have a monetary system, which is great. So, you know, it's great thinking that way, because people can't think that way. Unfortunately, you know, when you talk about a car that runs on water, that's a stretch for a lot of people. When you say your car doesn't even need tires, and you go into anti-gravity or counter-gravity, then that's even a bigger stretch, you know. Some can handle anti-gravity, which just, you know, floats things, but counter-gravity propels things several thousand miles an hour almost instantly. So, you know, that's another stretch. So when you say, hey, what, guess what, you don't need fuel anymore for your cars, and you don't need tires, and you can get up in the morning and have breakfast in Australia and have lunch in America and you know, dinner somewhere else in Africa. And you could be there in moments, you know. People have a hard time with that. But the technology is here. Another concept is replicators. It's already on the planet. These technologies are on the planet, and they've been extremely suppressed. So the free energy, the anti-gravity, the counter-gravity, the replicator technology, the jump rooms, all that stuff is here, you know. But, you know, people go, oh, it put all these people out of business and out of work. Well, you wouldn't need to work if you had all this stuff. That's the mindset we have to get out of. You know, you would be doing what you want to do. You'd be creative. You know, you'd be out terraforming and landscaping and doing your art and doing your other stuff, because, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about your food and your energy needs and your transportation needs, you know. And still, it's going to be take a while to do this. It's going to be a phasing in of this technology, and that's going to create a bazillion jobs out there. So, you know, and help even out the playing field. So anyway you look at it, these things need to come forward, and they are going to be coming forward. And there are people that are, you know, risking their lives every day out there on the front lines that are battling the courts and battling the system and battling this Archon network that we have, you know, the draconian network we have running the show here. And it's about ready to fold in on itself. So, you know, mainly due to the higher dimensional energies coming in, that it's not frequency specific. The network we have now is not frequency specific to the Earth's evolution. So those of you who are involved in the network, you know, that are working for the agencies and things like that, and that are part of this program where they are enslaving the people through dependency and extorting, you know, controlling and dominating the people, you might want to start looking for new jobs, you know, because you're going to be out of work here pretty soon. You know, and it's all about moving the money. There's quite a few other things I'd like to talk about, but what I really want to do is bring on some guests, some people who want to, you know, put their input in. And let's see what we've got here. I think we've got Susan on line one, if she's still with us. Susan, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I guess my question, my observation here is, for the last few weeks, I've been very closely following what's going on in Cannonball, North Dakota. Have you been keeping track of that at all?
I have, you know, and I guess they went to court and lost with the court, but it's still ongoing. If you can give us an update, I'd love to hear about it.
Well, they went to court and lost, but then immediately they got a, I'm not sure if I can spell it out correctly. It's all online, very available on Facebook through the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and also Sacred Stone Camp. They're detailing it very well. The Obama administration came out and said, "No, we're not going to have this pipeline going through until," and that's where then the fine print comes in. And I'm not sure what all has to happen, but for now they're asking the pipeline people to hold off for the time being while they check documents and whatever. So right now the water protectors are feeling a victory, but it's we're winning for now, but we're not going anywhere because, you know, we're kind of watching to see if we're going to if they're going to pull the rug out from under us again, kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they do that on a regular basis. Now, what I heard, I heard a story that the Army Corps of Engineers said that, you know, you will not be crossing any of our land, or we're not having anything to do with this, or something, which is also a good, you know, shot in the arm to stop this thing. And really, I think the generals are finally. What's going on is there's generals behind generals. And there are generals that are still walking in integrity and still have honor, and they're starting to step forward now. And I know that's why they filed, you know, against the Bush family and the Clinton family, and I'm sure Obama too. I'm not sure what it's all about, but you know, they've got, I don't know how many. One time I heard they had 72 counts of treason, you know, and things like that against some of these people. But they're filing all these papers now, and so. It's not going to matter. I don't think the people, the powers that were, you know, that are going out the door are not going to have any power to make these decisions anymore. And I think the generals are finally going to stand up and just say, we're not doing this anymore. Enough's enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was really excited. I've been paying really close attention to this. I went to a gathering with the Yurok tribe yesterday and stood there. Mm-hmm. Held my sign in support of Standing Rock for a couple of hours and, you know, trying to do whatever I can to support that. So I was wondering if you could, if you know of any more of the details of how this is fitting in with the big picture. And I know that a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, you said that on Tuesday, whatever Tuesday that was, there was going to be something revealed as far as the financial situation. So how's all that? How does all this fit together? I guess is I'm asking the big picture question.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because we keep getting the same thing like Tuesday. They said next Tuesday, and it's so close, and everything, and a lot of things have the money has gotten to where it's supposed to be, and things have been freed up. The people that were holding it back have been basically taken care of one way or the other, and things are finally starting to move forward. And a lot of it is because some of the generals have stepped up. Some of the stuff I can't really talk about right now, I don't want to talk about until it's done. There's a lot of misinformation out there that's been given for quite some time about this. And part of that was done on purpose to confuse the opposition, you know, and not let them know, you know, where things were going and things like that. But we're finally getting some pretty clear information. And, you know, we're seeing... you know, that when I talk to the higher dimensional beings, you know, they say soon, you know, they always say it's real soon, you know, it's going to happen real soon. But, you know, soon in their terms is hard. But, you know, they look at things as events. And when this event happens and this event happens, and you know, a lot of the grandfathers don't want to move this money until certain people are out of the picture because they'll just come and steal it again and the people won't get it, you know. So this money is meant to go to the betterment, you know, of the people. And a lot of it's going to go to a lot of Indian nations and things, First Nations and things like that to help them out. And so they have to be very careful how they do this to make sure it doesn't get hijacked and it actually gets to the people, right. You know, again, you know. So they're very clear on that and they're working in that direction. And they're being careful, and you know, they had to keep smoking these people out over and over again that were hijacking it and creating problems and then dealing with them. And I think most of that's over, so it's going to be happening pretty quick.
So it sounds like that this is going to work out in the favor of the water and the favor of the next seven generations and not in favor of the pipeline.
Yeah, what I think is eventually going to happen is I don't think they have time to put in that pipeline. I really don't. I think it's the time's working against them. And with the new republic being restored, and we're going to have a whole new different, we're going to have a whole different, you know, system. And a lot of these people that are ruling in favor of these guys, the corporate elite and everything, are going to lose their jurisdiction. They're going to lose their, and their financing and their backing. Mm-hmm. So a whole new system will be put in place, and it'll be a system that's fair and just and takes the planet, you know, into account, you know, what's highest and best for the planet. And even some of the generals said that they're going to take a more active role in stopping the, you know, the destruction of the environment and things like that. They're not going to allow that, you know, so it's going to get interesting. I don't know how it's all going to play out. I know where things are going. And, you know, I think everybody should, you know, say their prayers, you know, and do whatever they can to support the people that are on the front lines there, you know, and what is the best way people can support that and assist? Is there a website that they can go to or something they can contribute to?
Oh, definitely. three that I know of for sure. One is Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. That's probably a .org. I'm not really sure if that's a .com or .org. But you can look up Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Also, there is Sacred Stone Camp, and they have a Facebook page and also a .org. And I know on their .org website, you can click on the little button over at the right, and it brings out a pull-down menu, and there are places to donate. They have a list of things that they want to have donated, and they have an Amazon wish list that keeps getting updated every day. You know, they'll add 15 or 20 new items to the list, and then several hours later, they put out a note on Facebook saying, well, everybody's donated everything that we needed, so thank you very much. We don't have anything else that we needed. Yeah, it's really amazing. People are contributing from all over the world. I think every Native nation that there is in the United States has a presence there or has sent a letter of support or money or something. People have been have been canoeing in from the Pacific Northwest. People have brought totem poles from Alaska. The Cherokee Nation donated $50,000. There are people who have come from, you know, 34-hour bus rides and all kinds of things just to be there, to stand there and say, I hear you. I want to be here. I want to be part of this. This is history in the making. I saw a picture today of the grandsons, the descendants of Sitting Bull and Geronimo hugging.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And boy, you know, look at that, and you can feel the emotion that's in there, the tears in the eyes. And those were the last two Native leaders who fought the U.S. cavalry back in the day. And here they are; their descendants are hugging in this picture.
I know there was a Cherokee woman there that was in full regalia or whatever, and she crossed the line and they arrested her. Did you hear about that? I was wondering how she's doing. Are they taking care of her, or is she back out now, I hope?
I do not know. What I do know is that Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! Was there in person last Saturday morning when the bulldozers started and they started desecrating the graves that were mapped out and that information had been filed the day before in court where all these the sacred sites were that they didn't want disturbed. So the bulldozers came on Saturday morning and started just bulldozing, and the protectors started, you know, running out there, and they had security people with dogs that bit protesters, and they had people with mace and pepper spray spraying the protectors. I want to say protectors, not protesters. And Amy Goodman was there filming this. She just happened to be at the right place at the right time with the film crew, and she was right there in the midst of all of this. She has now had charges filed against her. I couldn't believe this. That was the most shocking thing I've seen about this. And she's from Democracy Now!, MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell was there and spoke with Chairman Archambault. He's had several conversations with Chairman Archambault. And, wow, what great conversations. I wish Chairman Archambault were running for president. I'd vote for him. He's really been able to have a great presence in all of this and great intellectual prowess. And he's always talking about, we want this to be a peaceful thing. There's no violence. And I heard him say something about the ancestors have told us that as long as we keep this peaceful and nonviolent, the pipeline will not go under the river. And if there's any violence, then we lose. So we have to keep this nonviolent. We have to keep it peaceful. So he's very specific.
Sounds like the bulldozers are becoming pretty violent, you know. But that's all going to backfire. That's going to backfire on them. That's going to look so bad, especially if she got all that on film. That's going to be, you know, that's going to go viral unless they scrub it like they've been doing everything else. Like, you know, but my heart goes out to that situation. I've been working really hard to put an end to this whole program on other levels that I can't even talk about right now, but it is coming together on the upper levels, and I think this is the last. You know, the pipeline isn't even necessary. That's the whole thing. If they would just let this other alternative energy come out, you know, I know a man right now that bought a plant, like an electrical plant. It was coal fired. You know, pulled out all the stuff, put in some Rolls-Royce engines, and he's running them on water and generating a massive amount of electricity on water. And he built this as kind of like a template, saying, look, this is dinosaur technology. You don't have to burn coal. You don't have to burn fossil fuels. You don't have to burn anything. I'm running these giant Rolls-Royce airplane engines off of water, and I'm generating a massive amount of electricity here that's going into the grid, and here's your dinosaur solution. The other solutions are even beyond imagination, that the technology they have. But, you know, he's just, with that alone, he's saying, you don't need all this gas and all this oil, and we don't need to keep destroying the planet and polluting the planet with it. And you know, let's let the alternatives come out. And that'll see, that's the whole thing, is that the whole gas and the pipeline and everything else, none of it's necessary. And you know, when this stuff comes out, when the funding comes out and everything else, these new technologies are going to come out, and they're going to go out to a lot of the reservations, and they are going to have their heat, and they are going to have a lot of other things, and they're probably going to happen there first in a lot of cases, because they can't be stopped on the reservations. But it's really interesting how this is coming about, and there's a lot of people involved in that, you know, a lot of tribal leaders involved in this.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so I thought the ironic thing here in this whole picture is the greedy ones who want to make all the profit off the oil and gas, and they're making this big issue out of the pipeline. What they've done is brought together all of the nations. I've never seen this happen before ever in history, that all of the nations would come together in one place. And can you imagine the prayers that are there and the strength and the connections that are being formed, and oh my goodness, this is like, it's unprecedented. It's just amazing. I don't even have words for it. It's going to be the effects of this, the positive effects of this that are rippling out are going to be phenomenal. They already are phenomenal. It's amazing. It's amazing what irony this is, and what greed has created a positive benefit for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what usually happens. It all ends up backfiring, and the worse they get, and the greedier they get, and the more destructive they get, the more they ensure their own demise. And that's what I'm seeing is happening on every level. Is that the, you know, these people that are they're tyrants basically, and they're just in it for the power and the wealth and notoriety or whatever, you know. But you know, basically their whole, like, their dirty laundry is coming up right up to the surface, and their deeds are all being known. And you know, with the military filing against all these people recently, I mean, it's, you know, to me it's just a matter of time. It's a done deal. Like we are, this whole mess is going to be eliminated here pretty quick.
And as far as some of the new paradigms coming up, I was just having a conversation with one of my colleagues yesterday. We are both graduates in 2001 with a conflict resolution master's degree. And she's working in Kentucky. And I'm currently in Oregon. And I've worked for 10 years in doing family team meeting facilitation with Native families. And so I've written programs and things like that. The state of Kentucky has now asked her to put together a victim offender mediation program that they want to put in all of the courts. And this is like, wow, okay. I was thinking that this was going to be for high profile cases, but no, she's thinking that Kentucky wants to start with small things. So, like, for example, when my husband was riding his bike and got hit by a car, and broke his kneecap into smithereens and almost died and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We were never involved, never included in any kind of court proceedings. We never knew what was going on with the case against the guy driving the car. I would have liked to have been involved, or at least notified when things were happening. I would have liked to have been able to sit down officially with the guy and tell him what I thought. Mm-hmm. As a matter of a court proceeding. That's the kind of thing, a lower level, like everybody can relate to something like this, that a victim of offender situation like this. So this, I know how the new paradigm should look. I've been doing this for the past 10 or 12 years, 15 years, and I've got all that in me right now. These are some of the new paradigms that are going to be coming out on a global basis. And to hear that Kentucky wants this now, I thought that was phenomenal. So
yeah, I think it's going to go state by state. You know, a lot of states are pulling away, you know, from the corporatocracy or whatever you want to call this thing. You know, I call it, and I just call it a dictatorial democracy, you know, corporate-sponsored dictatorial democracy. But a lot of them are pulling away from that, and they're starting to just make their own rules and change things around. And I think that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get on to some other callers.
Thanks for calling. And thanks for bringing that up, because actually next week's show, we are going to cover that. And we're looking to get the right people to come on the air and talk about what's going down there. And so we actually planned that for next week's show.
Referring to
the oil, the pipeline, and what's going on there.
Oh, the pipeline.
Yeah.
Look at Facebook. There are a number of really well-spoken people out there who know what they're talking about and can really tell a good story. And I would reach out to Chairman Archambault. He's just incredible to listen to.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get him on the show. I mean, we've got a few people we're looking at. I'd love to get some women on the show too, some grandmothers out there, and say get their take on it. You know, I always like to give the women a voice on here, because they seem to be pushed, you know, behind the scenes. But anyway, thanks for calling in, and I think we've got a couple more callers. I've got a little more time here left. So thanks for bringing that to our attention, and we are definitely working on a show next week to cover that.
Excellent.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. Yep, you too.
All right, we got Tricia on line too. Hopefully Tricia is still with us. Tricia, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So my question is, do you feel like there are going to be, instead of saying, what do you think is going to happen within a year? Some people are saying that, you know, they've gotten told things are going to get worse before they get better, and these are pretty reputable people, and I'm just like, oh my God, is it going to get worse or is it going to get better within the next year?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think we'll have a presidential election, or do you think that the masses will finally wake up and say enough, but in the end, we can't really do anything? I would think it would have to be the military. We can only do our prayers.
Yeah. I think the military is going to step up to the plate, you know, and find their honor and integrity again. And I think that's basically what's going to go down. And then they're going to reestablish, you know, a whole new system, you know, a whole new government. But I tell you what's interesting. We were asking these questions today with some of the higher dimensional beings. You know, what do you see going on? And they're saying, you know, we see things as events, and everything is in flux right now. And there's a lot happening on every level on the planet, a lot of major awakenings and resistances coming up, and the people are starting to figure things out. But what they're saying is that I couldn't get an answer. I said, are we going to have, you know, I said, well, who's going to be our next president? And one thing they said in a way that, you know, I asked them, is Hillary going to be the next president? Are they going to try to install her? I mean, she definitely doesn't have the popular vote or anything. And they said, you know, they're going to try. But she's not going to be able to, even if she does get that far, physically she's not capable of continuing. She's not, you know, her body's going to fail. And anybody can see that on the internet. If you're watching her, she's just not capable of
the stress.
I don't
even know if it's her.
Yeah,
You don't even know if that's her, if it's really even a human being. So
yeah,
they're not
could call it
like when
clones,
you ask,
clones gone right. bad, you know, you can say, or something. I don't know, but or the reptilians losing his vehicle to operate with.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of different ways you can look at that. But anyway, you look at it, you know, the human body is not designed to be a puppet for reptilian serpent being or draconian energy. It's not designed for that. It can't hold up very long, and neither are these clones. You know, they're even not functioning on even a more on a lower level. But the clone factory was destroyed, so a lot of these clones have a short, you know, shelf life. They're not going to last much longer, and that's what's happening right now. But you're going to see you're going to see all this short circuiting. You're going to see all the veils coming down and the shape-shifting going haywire and things like that. And it's going to happen on a huge basis here real soon, and it's all about the frequencies rising up and their equipment just not functioning anymore. So and the people waking up, you know, and and developing their telepathy and their direct knowing and just going, hey, you know, this doesn't feel right. This isn't right. So you're going to see a lot of that happening, you know, in the very near future.
Do you think when I listen to Corey Goodney talks about the blue avians and then you talk about the 11th dimensional beings, are those the same?
No, not to my understanding. I've met some of the benevolent, you know, Anunnaki, the six dimensional Anunnaki that are here now, and they're very okay. Beautiful, exquisitely beautiful beings, about 8 feet tall. The ones that I met with, and they're positive. They're very positive. They're here to right or wrong, to do the cleanup. And the 11th dimensional beings, I haven't seen yet. You know, I haven't seen them. I feel them. I've had telepathic conversations with them. Their energy is just off the scale when they come in. And but they seem to be more like our ancestors or something from a long, long time ago. I mean, they're like the same root race or something. They're like the Elohim on steroids, you know, is the only way I can explain them. But they're very, very powerful. And a lot of the other beings, you know, the Andromedan Council of Light, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, all of them have kind of been waiting for this event to happen. And now that it's happened and they're here, it's like they're like the battery. They're like the mega battery for all these other events to happen, where they're going to just totally change the frequencies. And you know, and so basically that's what I see going down is like these guys have come in. They're turning up the juice. The other ships are monitoring the Earth, making sure there's not too much chaos, because we don't want to go into World War III. And unfortunately, there are people, you know, Hillary really wants to start World War III. I mean, she's really pushing, you know, to go up against the Russians and China and everything else, and trying to, you know, the powers at war are trying to tempt them and create something like that, because they want to use an extreme diversion. But what I see is the Russians and the Chinese are a little too smart for that. They've got this all figured out, you know, and they keep making these
other
guys.
Well, there's a lady. There's a lady named Elena Kapulnik, and she says that I don't know if she's right, but she said that the Russian president wasn't even Putin anymore. It's Palladian. And I was like, maybe that's why they're doing so good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people, you know, I've watched what Putin's done lately, you know, he's done nothing but good. And, you know, he's been totally brandishes this and that, and you know, he stopped the war in Syria. He stopped a lot of things, and he's doing the right thing out there. So it's like, you know, everything he does. I mean, I wish our president was moving in the same direction, but you know, to end this stuff. But what you find out is that we're actually the cause of it. You know, of all these major problems. It's not like we're not the solution. We're the cause of it, and these guys are the solution. And I think we need to reevaluate and start, you know, as a people, rise up and say, hey, we want the truth. You know, we want to know what's really going down and where our funds are going and where all this other nonsense is going and, you know, putting into it.
Well, good.
But I think
well,
what's
happening.
Yeah. What's Go happening ahead. Right now, it's all about the money and the funds and that's being moved. It's all being moved and it's being redirected. And so the agencies and all the other things that have been just going, you know, ripshod over the whole thing are losing their ability to function and their funding. And when the U.S. Treasury, when the real money backed by gold hits, it's going to be a whole different situation. So it's like game over for that whole program. And, you know, the BRICS, you know, union, all that stuff is all coming together. And you know, the tyrants and the people that have been causing, you know, the war and disease profiteers and everything else, the whole world is done with them. They're fed up. And so it's just a matter of time before they're exposed and taken out and, you know, and that's kind of where
we're going. Let's pray for a peaceful 2017 year where I don't want to hear it's going to get worse. It needs to get better.
Yeah. Well, the option is if we wake up and start standing up and really put pressure on, the guys in the military and the other guys say, hey, we're behind you. Let's do this thing. You know, we can get it done a lot quicker, but, you know, a lot of it's up to us. But it's like this whole thing is you if you took a really wound spring, you know, a spring and wound it up really tight, and there's all these little pins, you know, in the way of it just busting loose, and they're pulling one pin out here and another pin here, and nobody knows exactly which pin is going to be the one that's going to just let it go, you know, and that's what's happening right now. All these pins are being removed, and the pressure behind this to happen is immense. You know, it's beyond imagination. So, you know, as these springs, these little pins are pulled out, this spring is finally just going to let go, and then we're going to be done with all the nonsense.
Perfect. Thank you, James.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right, we're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately. We've got to get moving on, but it's going to get interesting out there. There's so much unfolding. I don't even know where to start, but all I know is if you look at the vibrational continuum and you look at the higher dimensional energies that are at play here, and everything in the physical owes its existence to the next dimension up, and then that goes for the other dimensions as well. And when you see what's pressing into the Earth and the help that we have right now and the, you know, the planetary liberation that's going on, it's unstoppable. It's a done deal. It's going to happen. We're going through the dregs of time right now, and we're just doing the cleanup, you know, down here. And so, you know, so hang in there. You know, it is going to happen, but we all need to do our part and just stop participating in anything that goes against universal law. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, shift into unity consciousness, start operating under universal law. Don't participate, you know, in the nonsense, and take a stand, you know, and that's something we need to do. So anyway, I hope everybody can find their inner lion, you know, their inner courage, and find that impeccable integrity, and start stepping up, you know, and standing in your own divinity, and just tell the beast we're done. Because that's the prophecy anyway. The beast does actually devour itself in the end. You know, it folds in on itself. It can't keep running, and that's where we're at right now. We're in the process of the beast devouring itself. So you might want to just step back and let it eat itself, and don't play with it anymore. But anyway, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies, stay in the heart, and do your part, and we'll get this plant turned around. Anyway, have a good night.